Starting next year, there will no longer be a federal individual mandate to have health insurance in the United States. That mandate was part of President Obama's Affordable Care Act. And while Republicans failed to repeal the Affordable Care Act as a whole, they did succeed in repealing the individual mandate in their tax bill. However, a number of states are now considering their own individual mandates, and one of them is Maryland. And Maryland State Senator Jim Rosapep is one of the co-sponsors of a new plan there. He's a Democrat and joins us from Annapolis. Senator Rosapep, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
So it seems as if Maryland is considering some pretty innovative things when it comes to coming up with a new kind of individual mandate. First of all, you're not going to fine people directly if they don't have health insurance. What do you propose to do instead?
We're proposing a down payment on health insurance. The purpose of the Affordable Care Act was to get more people health insurance and make it more affordable for more people. That was the whole point. And so what we're saying is, instead of having a mandate where someone, if they don't do it, pays a penalty and the money goes to the defense budget or something else, that they make a down payment if they haven't bought health insurance. They make a down payment on their next year's health insurance. So the money goes towards actually giving them health insurance. That's good for them. But as importantly, it's good for everybody else who has insurance on an individual basis. Farmers, carpenters, real estate agents, other people who are self-employed. If we don't pass this down payment plan, we think 10% of the people in Maryland will get huge increases in health insurance premiums.
Yeah. So if the state is asking them or requiring them to pay a down payment on a future health insurance plan, it's still making them buy insurance. What about for the folks who just don't want to have it?
Folks don't want to have insurance. They can contribute to everybody else's insurance. I mean, it obviously doesn't make sense, but if people want to do that, they can do that. Mm. The big picture, though, is this is not mostly about the small number of people who don't want insurance. Most people want insurance. But the bigger impact is on all the other people who buy insurance on their own in the individual market, the self-employed, whose rates will go way up if we don't make sure that as many people as possible are buying health insurance.
I see. Now, there's something else that you're proposing that's very interesting to me, that essentially the state could begin playing a bigger role in helping consumers shop for insurance, that that basically the state could match uninsured customers into $0 premium plans. Tell me more
right
about
that. If someone has not bought health insurance during the open enrollment period on the health care exchange, which we've had for a number of years under the Affordable Care Act, come tax time, when they file their taxes, it'll say, you owe this amount of money, and if you want this to go to health insurance for yourself, check here. That information would go from our state controller's office to the state health care exchange, and they would match that person up with a health care plan they could buy with just the money they otherwise would have paid in penalty to the federal government.
I see.
So it makes it much more efficient. We also think that we're going to find a lot of people who are eligible for Medicaid. So people don't think about these things until they need to. That's obviously the problem. And so the easier we make it for people, this is sort of part of the behavioral economics movement, is make people's bad habits, delay, procrastination, work for their health instead of against their health.
Yeah. About the state helping choose the insurance plan, though, first of all, just quickly, it would be an opt-in or an opt-out kind of thing?
Well, it would be opt-in in the sense that if you checked the box and said, I want health insurance for this money, instead of just losing the money, it's opt-in in that sense.
Okay.
So nobody's being forced to do anything. But the critical thing is that if people don't choose a plan, we would put them into a plan that they can afford based on what they've already paid.
Right.
They can always opt out if they want to.
I heard you say that you're not going to ask people to spend any more. It's based on what they've spent before in their health care. But even within that, there's a lot of different options within plans.
Well, actually, the healthcare exchange believes that it can find the plan that would provide the most coverage at the lowest out-of-pocket cost for the amount of the premium that they already would pay in a penalty if they don't do the down payment. It actually is easier than you would think it would be. We'll also give people the option, if they want to say, pay a little bit more money and get a plan with lower deductibles and lower copays. So they would have options to get better plans, but they would be put into the one they would get for no additional cost.
I see. I'm curious. We were looking at a poll from the Urban Institute that said about 20% of Democrats actually supported repealing the individual mandate. I'm just wondering, what's your sense about, do people in Maryland want a return of the mandate?
I think people want health insurance, and they want to get health insurance affordably and easily. And they want to make sure not just that their neighbors have affordable health insurance, but that they have affordable health insurance. And that's why I come back to the point. The biggest beneficiaries of this down payment plan will not be the people who get health insurance for the first time. It will be the farmers, the real estate agents, the other self-employed people, which is about 10% of our workforce, whose rates will go through the roof if we don't pass this down payment plan.
Right. Well, last question for you, if I may. Governor Larry Hogan, a Republican of Maryland, has basically called the plan or the proposal a tax, and he said he wants an approach that has more incentives. It seems as if you don't have the governor's full support yet. Is that a problem?
He hadn't talked to me about it. The issue, I think, is this is an incentive. The federal government said you'll pay a penalty if you don't have health insurance. We're proposing a down payment on your own health insurance.
Well, Maryland State Senator Jim Rosapep speaking to us from Annapolis. Thank you so very much.
Thanks a lot. Nice to talk to you.